So you expect that you can find everything from shoes to makeup when you make a trip to the mall. Some are even becoming social spots with restaurants and movie theaters. But one of the largest malls in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties is amping up its cultural offerings. The California Museum of Art Thousand Oaks is moving into the Oaks Mall in Thousand Oaks.
There are thousands of people walking by each day. So we look at it as a great location for us to build membership and awareness and offer community events for the people that are already there in that great public space.
Tony Principe is chairman of the museum. It's a big move for the nonprofit, which was launched by community members in 2010.
California Museum of Art Thousand Oaks was the brainchild of a lot of people within the community that had a vision to have a museum in the Canal Valley, and really in the region. The Future Foundation was involved with this, and a number of past mayors and people like that were involved. And really instrumental was Michael Yee. Unfortunately, he recently passed earlier this year. He was really instrumental in getting the museum together and organizing the proper documentation to be a formal museum.
The nonprofit has a deal to operate a small museum in a converted restaurant space on Thousand Oaks Boulevard next to the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. The group also developed a proposal to build a potentially 60,000-square-foot facility on city property next to the plaza. But the city let the 3-year exclusive negotiation period lapse because it wants to pursue commercial options for the 2 to 3 acres of land. So the museum started looking at other possibilities past the small space they're in now as they come up with a new long-term strategy.
We know that we want to grow. We know that we want to move to the next level. We're moving from 1,800 feet to 5,500 square feet, and we're in a high traffic location with unlimited parking. And so for that, we're very excited. And I think that over the next 2 to 3 years, we'll see how we grow our brand. Maybe we go back to the Civic Arts Plaza or some other location where an art museum that's 20, 30,000 feet is built for us. But maybe we keep a satellite place at the mall because of the synergy and the relationship that we have.
All of this opened the door to a move to the Oaks Mall.
It will be on the upper level of the shopping center across from JCPenney is probably the easiest way to locate it.
Tish Cabezas is senior marketing manager at the Oaks Mall. She says hosting the museum is good for the community and good for business.
They, of course, like convenience. And so the more that we have to offer, the more convenient it is for them to be able to do everything from entertainment to actually get their shopping done. It's one of those things where we try to meet the needs of whatever community that we're in.
Meanwhile, against the backdrop of finding space for the museum, it's been moving ahead for the last few years with exhibitions and programs. Its executive director, Tish Greenwood, came from the famed Getty Museum Organization.
Interesting enough that I didn't know, museums want to see other museums succeed. They don't look at each other as competition. So with Tish's background, she was able to get various museums and organizations, including the Getty, to collaborate on exhibitions and programs. And one of our big ones was the Carita Kent exhibition. A lot of people know her for the love stamp that was very popular back in the 60s.
Museum Chairman Tony Principe says they're now gearing up for a November opening in their new space.
We're scheduled for November 8th. Kevin Sloan is our first artist that we're going to be exhibiting there. She's a very exciting artist. On our website, California Museum of Art, Thousand Oaks, Somato, pictures and a description of the exhibition. But it's really family-oriented exhibition, and it's kind of about the fragility of animals.
Principe says he sees the Oaks as a home for the museum for at least 2 to 4 years. He says the hope is this new, much more visible site will not only help the museum grow, but to expand the potential audience to people who might not be traditional museum visitors. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.